Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, of course, President-elect Donald Trump holding his first news conference with reporters since the summer yesterday. He decried reports of Russian blackmail, announced he would transfer his business to his sons, and as the editorial in the New York Times puts it, asked to address serious ethical questions, the president-elect instead offered a TV spectacle.
That's what he did, and he did it well. It is not what I think of it. I think there were plenty of holes in what he did. It is what the American people feel and what the voters feel. He brings out his lawyer. The lawyer gives an extraordinarily long and complex analysis of how he's going to separate himself from his holdings and the rest. To some, it may have seemed perfectly fine. Basically, his argument is the president doesn't have to do anything, but I am going to break with tradition, and I am not going to do what others have done. I'm not going to put blind trust or anything else. So when you begin to analyze the fact that he's not going to put into a blind trust, that he is going to find himself in a tough situation when it comes to defending conflicts of interest, it was not a brilliant performance. Nevertheless, as usual, he scapegoated the press. He started yelling about how unfair they were and all the rest. And all of his supporters are saying, yeah, yeah, you see that? I hear from those trolls. I know who they are. And it's never pretty.
And what about once again going after intelligence officials, even though after the briefing last Friday, he now thinks Russia was behind the effort to hack his election opponents. He said, I think it was Russia.
Well, he had to say it was Russia because the entire intelligence community was suggesting that it was Russia and not suggesting, saying it right out. High level of confidence. Now, if he says, no, it wasn't, then he is decrying the entire establishment, the intelligence establishment, and he really couldn't afford to do that. It would make him look uncredible, and that is something that he always goes up to the line, but he tries not to go over that line, and in this case, that's what he was saying. It was the Russians. Well, okay, so it was the Russians, and they were undermining our democracy by trying to get involved in the votes, and then you are saying nothing but good things about Vladimir Putin. One and one makes two. It gets a lot of people very, very angry.
Governor Andrew Cuomo was in Syracuse and Albany yesterday, delivering his final two regional State of the State addresses. He waited till Albany, the last address, to talk about ethics reform, Alan. And when it comes to addressing political corruption, he introduced a 10-point plan, which includes limiting outside income for politicians, creating a full-time legislature, term limits for elected officials, an independent advisory opinion before earning outside income, closing the LLC loophole, and more, including reforms to FOIL. Your thoughts on the governor's speech in Albany yesterday?
Well, he's saying the right stuff. The question is, does he want it? You know, with Andrew Cuomo, the question has always been, he says things like the Moreland Act Commission, when they're getting hot, he closes them down. Do we forget that kind of stuff? No. Some people will. I don't. And I don't think that the U.S. attorney has forgotten any of that. Pete Barrera, we know that the legislature didn't go for the whole thing. They said, no, we're not going to make that trade. We're not going to get our salary in order to do what's ethical and bringing the legislature up until modern times and making sure that they're not ripping it off. They just refused to do that. So now he comes up and he says, okay, fine, you won't do it. Here's the list of things that should be done, much more than you'd ever want to do. But does it mean anything? I mean, he puts it on the table. He gets credit for putting it on the table, certainly, because he's certainly right about everything he's saying. But is he willing to invest everything he's got in order to make it happen? Really go to war? Well, we know in the past that when he says something, it doesn't necessarily mean he wants it. It just means he's saying it. He says he's going to help the Democrats get back the state Senate. And instead of corralling the independent Democratic conference guys who sold out for a couple of pieces of silver, putting them back with the Democrats, they go on. There's a big suspicion on everybody's parts that he wants them where they are so he can have a state Senate, as his father did, that will be Republican and that he can blame for all of the maladies of the contemporary government and its problems. So are we surprised by any of this? No, it's typical Cuomo rhetoric, but what does it mean?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.